of the illegal immigrants in the United States, more than 7 million are believed to be part of the U.S. workforce. And to inform the debate this week over immigration reform, we ask our next guest an unusual question. What would happen if all the illegal workers suddenly went away? Michael Fix has been thinking about that in his work at the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, where I am in Southern California, I think it's fair to say the place would just about shut down if all the workers disappeared who were illegal.
We know some sectors where the undocumented immigrants are highly concentrated. It's the agriculture and farming, cleaning, construction, food preparation, transportation. In particular, the ones that leap out when you look at the statistics are drywall and poultry workers. And when you look at them nationwide, they're unauthorized, make up over a quarter of those workers.
When this subject comes up, a lot of times you hear, well, if you have a housekeeper or if you have someone who does your yard, many of those people would go away.
What I think we would see is that some families where all the parents work would be forced to reduce the amount they work, or in some cases they'd be forced to withdraw from the labor force.
Let's make it clear that we're not just talking about one ethnic group, Latinos being a large part of that population, but not the only part.
Latinos, as it turns out, represent about 4 in 5 undocumented immigrants in the United States, but Asians compose about 10% of the population. Mexicans are about 57%, and 24% come from Latin America.
So those 7 million illegal immigrants, if they were to disappear, that's 1 in every 20 workers in the U.S.
Right.
So how would that impact the broader economy?
We would lose some tax revenues. The undocumented pay Social Security taxes, they pay income taxes, they pay, don't forget, they pay sales taxes, they pay car, highway, and gas taxes. And the Social Security taxes are significant. According to the Social Security Administration, in 2003 alone, the undocumented appear to have paid about $50 billion to the Social Security Administration. That's $50 billion that they're probably not ever going to get back.
And for legal workers, what would the benefits be?
When you think about low-wage immigrant workers, you think that they're all unauthorized, but that's just not true. 60% of low-wage immigrant workers are legal immigrants, and they work in a lot of the same niches as the undocumented workers work in. And I think that if we were to have one of these magical days where the unauthorized disappeared, the immediate beneficiaries might be these other immigrant workers whose wages might go up somewhat.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Michael Fix is director of the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute. NPR's immigration reporter Jennifer Ludden helps explain the politics and policies involved in the current immigration debate at npr.org.